coffee without anything in it?
No, we haven't.
Yeah. What would you call that?
Black coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Straight.
Sure.
Plain. Yeah. Just coffee.
Ever heard barefooted?
No.
Okay. If somebody's not going away from me, you say he's coming right.
Towards you.
Okay.
T-O-R-J, towards.
Right. Somebody
coming at me, you know.
Sure. Okay. Somebody that you've met, you weren't looking for him, you say, I just sort of ran.
I run into him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if a girl,
run across him, maybe.
Sure. Yeah. If a girl is given the same name that her mother has, you say that the parents named the child.
Named him after, you know.
Okay. If you wanted your dog to get after another dog, what would you say to him?
Sick him on him. Sick him.
What if you wanted him to cease hostilities? You wanted him to stop and come back to you?
I'd whistle at him, I guess. Oh, I'm mostly on A, you bastard. I mean, you know, just to get his attention, you know.
Same thing.
Yeah.
What about a dog that's not a pure breed, but he's several different types?
Mongrel? Mm-hmm. What you looking for? We call them Sooners.
Sooners?
Yeah. Russian Sockers. A Russian Socker. It's kind of like a Sooner, you know, or a Seymour. Well, it'd just soon rush up to something Socker knows in it before she looked, you know. Just didn't have enough sense to know, you know. A Russian Socker. Right. A Sooner. Just sooner, you know, sooner eat than hunt, and, you know, a Seymour, you can see more of his tails and ears than anything. You know, just a mutt, really,
yeah.
A mutt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Half-breed, you know.
The lady I was talking to in Hattiesburg called him a Hooser Meeser. Hooser? Meeser.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's kind of like Sooner, I guess.
Yeah, what about a little tiny, always a yapping dog, always getting on your feet, it's a nuisance. Any general word for dogs like that?
What do you mean, a derogatory term?
Well, do you
mean like a Chihuahua, feist. Yeah, you know, like a feist. He's feisty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. I used to be feisty and still am, I guess. You know.
Okay. You might say you better watch out for that dog. He might
bite you.
Because yesterday he
bit a man.
And he has.
I mean, he's bitten a bunch of them before.
All right. And a herd of cattle. What do you call them, maybe?
Bull.
Can you remember a time when that wasn't polite usage in mixed company?
The bull. Well. If you were talking about a farm animal, you could see some of the hot ladies, you know, turn their head a little bit. But I don't know why. They wouldn't. It shouldn't bother them unless they'd been out to the barn and looked at his nuts hanging down, you know. I mean, he's a bull. I'm a bull, you know. Shouldn't bother them if I talk about it unless they look at mine hanging down. You know, I don't believe in all of this, you know, what do you call it, acquired innocence.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are, you are. You're not, you're not. If you're black, you're black. If you're white, you're white. There's a few shades of gray, but, you know, not many. But, yeah, I can remember that. Now, bull, when you said, oh, bull, you know.
Oh, baloney.
Yeah, baloney, crap, you know.
What about these animals, big, burly animals that used to be used for plowing?
Ox?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What if you had two of them hitched together?
We call them oxes, but, you know, oxen, I think, is...
Would you call that a something of oxen?
A team. Mm-hmm. But you had a team of mules, team of horses. You know, team of dogs.
Sure. What about if you have a cow that's expecting a calf? You say that cow's going to...
She's springing.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to freshen in a few days. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, sure.
You know, a horse, you would say she's going to foal.
The cow is springing.
Springing. Yeah, I mean, you know, like we run an ad sometime for, you know, 800 purebred cows, some springing, some with calves inside. When they're springing, in other words, you know, put these three fingers in their ribs.
Yeah.
You know, you tell if they're springers. You know, the calf's inside springing up and down, you know, I don't know. She's fixing to freshen in a few days, though.
Nice. Fixing to, fresh.
Yeah. Well, no, just freshen. Fixing to have a calf, I mean, you know.
What about the male horse?
Stud. Well, if it is a stud. Actually, horse. Well, is it a horse or is it a mare, you know? Right. You know, like a bull or a cow, horse or a mare.
Would
you
ever say stallion?
Stallion would have the, you know... Like my friend the druggist owns some stallions, you know, he gives $8,000, $9,000 a piece for them, gets a $750 stud fee. You know, that's a stallion.
Yeah.
Now, stud is just like me and you, you know. He just hangs around the pasture.